A happy Thursday, Hank fans and family, to all who celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
Arriving on the sixth day of the third month of 2025. 65 in, 300 left to go. We will flip the clocks, spring forward in 3 days. Saturday night, daylight saving time starts technically Sunday morning, I believe, at 2 a.m.
Icky.
Our time.
Rude.
And then we jump to 3, like 2 a.m. Just never even happened.
That's so just inappropriate. I mean, what about 201, 202, 203, 204, 205, 206?
We live in a doge world, Heather Lee.
Doge!
We have to be efficient. We don't have time for time.
For time?
Okay. It's on our side. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. 11 days until St. Patty's Day.
And
45 until Easter.
Amen.
Today, otherwise known as the following, it is National Oreo Day.
It's like an Oreo. My favorite cookie.
It is combined with National Dentist's Day. So
see?
What you can do is you can schedule your appointment. And then you can just load up on Oreos before you head there.
They do love that when you walk in like that. It's like, oh, look, even more work to do. That's going to be fun.
I have to sandblast it off of you. What? National Frozen Food Day.
Just stick it in the microwave and boom. Bon appetit.
Yeah, I don't think it's any surprise to anybody that at the Buckner household, we are strong purveyors of the, yes, thank you, yes, very fine dining. The frozen food.
Do you have a favorite?
Whatever takes less than an hour to cook.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's a big plan. Tonight it's going to be either frozen chicken enchiladas or frozen lasagna.
Oh.
They both take an hour. It's a 50-50 proposition.
Yeah, the lasagna really is a little bit more of a commitment because sometimes it can take an hour 20, an hour 30. And I will tell you that if we are without chicken tenders in my house, you better be ready for Harry Carey.
Ooh. All right, chicken enchiladas it is.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Thank you for doing that for me. It is National Dress Day.
Okay.
I did not participate.
Like dress up or just wear a dress?
I think it's like the garment dress.
Mm-hmm.
Probably invented on this date. It is Name Tag Day.
I forgot mine.
I'll get one of those on Monday.
Oh,
probably.
That's right. That's going to be exciting. They used to make us pay $2 when I used to work at a restaurant chain and we forgot our name tags.
I'm sorry, sir. Are you JB? Yes.
Yes, that's who I am.
100%.
JB and Heather Lee.
That's us.
Mm-hmm.
It is White Chocolate Cheesecake Day. Any cheesecake will do.
Yeah, cheesecake's good, but I mean, you just put regular chocolate in there. That's
on this date in history, of course, it is March 6th, and it was March 6th. 1836, after the 13-day siege, the battle at the dawn of March 6 lasted about 90 minutes, and the Alamo fell.
Yeah.
On this date in 1899, aspirin was patented.
Do you still take the aspirin?
No, I will. Boy, it's weird how everybody has their allegiance, isn't it? I'm an ibuprofen man. That's me. No, I think JB's more the aspirin guy.
JB and Heather.
1902, the Census Bureau was established.
But who are you really? And what are you doing? And where do you live?
This is why name tags are important.
We need to know.
This is why name tags are important. It was on this date that Nabisco introduced in 1912 the Oreo cookie. On this date, it was on this date that 1930, Swanson introduced the frozen dinner.
I thought it was much later, like the 50s, like the TV dinner.
It took a very long time to catch on. The TV dinner did rise in the late 40s and early 50s.
Where you had the macaroni and cheese
and
the candied
apples.
And
that was largely, this was created because they had an excess. They bought a bunch of turkeys and nobody bought them. So they had them and they were only good frozen for a year. So they had to figure out what to do.
Wow.
And then they made the TV dinner.
And look at that.
And outside of wrestling, the food documentaries on History Channel are what the kiddo and I largely watch. We also watch toy documentaries, and Silly Putty was invented on this date in 1950.
You're so cultured.
It doesn't float. 1981, Walter Cronkite signs off as anchor of the CBS Evening News.
That's the way it is.
And the Big Lebowski, man, that was released in theaters on this date in 1998.
It was a thing.
That's just your opinion, man. He'll never get his rug back. Couple of notable birthdays today on a Thursday. Let's find them. Rapper Tyler, the Creator.
Whoa.
Is 34. Not to be confused with Cedric, the Entertainer.
It is easy to get confused. So thank you for that clarity.
Shaquille O'Neal is at 53 today.
I was just reading about him in the news. He's making things. DJ Diesel, yo.
Yeah.
I did an interview with him briefly once, and the audio sounded like that. And I couldn't, like, air any of it.
It's unfortunate.
He's very tall for his age. Mm-hmm. 53. D.L. Hughley is 62. Tom Arnold, remember him? He's 66.
Yeah. He was married to Roseanne. And now he's not.
Not married ever to Oprah, but for some reason, I guess, still side piece? I don't know. Stedman is 74 today. Stedman Graham. I didn't even know your last name. Should have worn a name tag.
Ever boyfriend.
Rob Reiner is 78. Greatness. David Gilmour of Pink Floyd, 79. And then the leader of Cobra Kai, John Kreese. Martin Cove is the actor. He is 79 today. Notable on this date, born on this date, a couple of greats. 1475, Michelangelo was born.
Ooh, he's a really good painter. That kid's going places.
And he is a very talented turtle. And then born on this date, 1905, the great James Robert Wills. Everybody called him Bob. Happy birthday, Bob Wells.
Start your day by saying, hey.